kanga una ilwich atikak ilipno na tikaktok inyum atlam kanu sigalwit ka apusagalok nak angiktit kalok nak aglaktit kalok nak kaliko raman angiktit kalok nak aglantet na sirang nak pong tema ilwich complain nak tuk forward in suli isumun asi paksita o tiga aksiligu taman nak kitok to 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 lok
Those forms ask if there is anything underneath native claims. And sometimes they reject a claim because of what is underneath the claim, what a person wants. Well, suppose there's a uranium under mine. See, what the government can do is, if they want it, they can take that from me. Because if they need it, am I right?
I think so. Yeah. You're talking about allotments now.
Yeah, on
yeah,
allotments. Yeah.
Right. Well, we have somebody here at the table, and...
my name is Salma Newland. I'm from Narvik. I don't know much about Land Claim Settlement Act. I thought it was my dad's business and none of mine. And I also work for IRA, but I don't know much about Native Sovereignty either. I guess that's kind of, that might be new. Is it new, the Native Sovereignty, or has it been here for a long time? It's new.
Well, you carry on.
Oh, anyway.
Go ahead and bring out your thoughts.
I'm a shareholder too, but I wasn't at Narvik. I was out in high school at the time that the allotments were being selected and stuff, and I don't have an allotment. I have two children who are non-shareholders. Is there, there will be provisions, I'm sure, that if my parents go, that maybe my children will have shares from them. And maybe if I go, maybe they'll go to them too, but I guess it's a concern for all of us. And although I disagree with Alfred on Carter or less, I mean, you know, under over Carter, Native people should have shares. I guess that's a mixed feeling. another thing that I have or that I want to ask is, in 1991, when there's when they have a value per share, what will our elders do? The ones that are under fixed income, by fixed income meaning the people that are dependent on SSI. Excuse me, I'm not a very good speaker. I don't know how to speak in front of people. Could there be provisions for those people, or will it be up to our Native corporation to provide what some of the people that are under fixed income, will they be provided something? Month by month.
Well, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, I just wanted to add that as long as Congress doesn't change their rules and regulations, they have an income or a resource limit as to how what you can receive from them. And as long as the regulations don't change, you know that the value of the shares in 1991 will be counted as a resource and therefore, you know, lower or terminate their benefits.
I think you've raised a good point that perhaps when some of the older folks are able to, when their shares become transferable in 1991, the people that administer welfare and food stamps and all of these things might decide that if you've got those shares that you can sell, that they constitute an asset, and that makes you ineligible for some federal and perhaps state benefits. That's something that has to be looked into, and that's a good point. The same thing would apply if corporations decided to have a program of extra payments for elders. If those extra payments meant that elders couldn't then get existing federal benefits, well, what really would have been achieved? So those are things that certainly bear looking into, and I'm glad you raised it.
And that's it. I guess I need it.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you spoke very well.
At the AFN meeting in Anchorage, they had 8 or 9 resolutions made by the FAN people to be presented to the public. But after talking over these things, they decided that they should first, one more time, bring them to the villages and see what people, see whether the people will say yes or no to a resolution. So this is very important that you come to this meeting. Like I said a while ago, it's going to be held here November 26th, and they're going to talk about these things. They're going to talk about children who were born after 1971, and there's a resolution about these things. And if you say yes, pass, let that resolution pass. It will. It's going to be up to you people. If there's only a few people come to a meeting, I think it would be stronger for Selwick, for a lot of Selwick, to come to this meeting and say yes to whatever the resolutions that are going to be brought up to you. There's shareholder Kuyup Singh, 71 Manangani, Anirot, Tema resolution, me, Ilorut Tamara. In your wake, Ilori, Piyupsi, Hanuk, Irumagasivat, Kapsir, Teresilving me, Tana. Bisukala onak sut nami cho ilangit nagasirudwa. Sama all over Alaska Corporation kita na sinyakrod kinyagit tamat ko tana pasalik sangadiu. Suli uyugurak ma kang sinyaklu nanrang tamna lao kuwa lao kaya beyond quarter breed min aglit yuglu lamun ilit kuwa lao kaya. But like what I said a while ago, those Congress don't know us, and they think we're they think everybody's millionaire here in Alaska, because one time they gave everybody $1,000 each, and they're giving us some money right now. They think we're rich people. Inyuwek talapet tana isumatigigatigut ikayutik sakput ilan ilang ngaktagayado tanaklu.
Thank you, Mr. Wells.
My name is Ruthie Sampson. I live here in Selwick, and I'm representing myself. When I think of land claims, I think of a lot of things, and it's hard for me to say exactly how I feel, and there's so many aspects of the land claims that we have had to deal with in different ways, but a few of the things that I thought of since I came here was I wanted to share my experience of when I became aware of the Land Claims Settlement Act. I took a course in U of A called Alaska Native Studies, and we studied the Land Claims Act a little bit. It was so complicated I couldn't really understand it, but I realized that the government or the Congress, in spite of their good intentions and in spite of Ted Stevens saying he was, you know, they did their best to help us, was in effect just like if I find a dollar, we had our land in the beginning, they came and took my dollar and they gave me a few cents back. And they said, that's land claims, you got 40 million acres or whatever it was. And they say we should be glad, you know. And they also said the 13 corporations can't come together. We can't be one big corporation because we'd get too powerful. I don't know if that's the truth, but that's what I heard too. And I was disappointed because I thought, gee, you know, the land claims, they gave us, Sunovatara, they gave us back what we already have. They take our dollar and give us a few cents back. So it's sad that's how it ends up here. And the land claims affected the villages, we know that. It affected the way people thought of land. They used to share. They used to can't say, that's mine. But people knew where people hunted and fished and they respected their rights. Now it's hard for us, younger people who don't have allotments, unless our parents are kind to us, you know, it's hard for us to just go, live subsistence life unless maybe we go ask them. And it never used to be that way before, I guess. I'm 30 years old and I don't really know how it was before that. But I listen to what the elders say. And I'm worried about 1991 because nowadays there are so many people on welfare, lots of kids growing up with helping services, all different kinds. Even the corporations doing things for us, people working for us, we get this and that. And how are we going to make important decisions when the time comes? I think a lot of us are not prepared to make big decisions that affect our lives because our children aren't taught enough independence. And when you ask the middle-aged people, how did they learn this? How did they learn that? Nobody taught it to them specifically, but they say they learn it themselves. They went out themselves, they took the initiative to learn certain things. And unless we start doing that, if we keep depending on somebody to do it for us, the end is not going to be so pleasant. And we all know that the cultural changes have been so rapid, and it's hard for people to really say what they feel because there's something happening like every year. And I know, in 1974, we went around in Kotzebue asking people, what do you think of land claims? And most of them said, I don't know. I don't know. Lots of people we asked like that. And finally, we went to the corporation president, and he said, well, I think it gave people pride. And I hadn't thought about it that way, and that was before the Inupiaq Illiterate program started. But when I was going to school in Washington, I used to hear news about one Indian man. When he went to fish for salmon, he had to shoot people to keep away from him just so he could fish in that river. That was in 1974, and that scared me. I thought, someday if we want to fish on our rivers, maybe we have to shoot the policemen. People who say they own it, keep them away just to fish and do what we thought we like to do when we're young. And when they start trying to change this area into national park, they were having a meeting in Norvik one time, and I said, lots of people are scared of turning things into national parks because the government comes in smiling and say, we won't take anything away, but how many years later we might end up being like those Indians. Nowadays, our daily lives in Selwyk are such where we have lots of things to do. We still pack water because we don't have running water. We still have lots of little things to do. Some of us who have dogs have to worry about feeding them. And a lot of times when you're so involved in your daily life, you don't think about What effect will I have if I go to that hearing in the high school? There's meetings every day. You know, I don't understand what it's about, and maybe what I say won't make any difference, or it's not that important. Maybe some people feel that way, and this morning, in a way, I was feeling that way. I was thinking, you know, what does one person, how much difference do they make? But I'm glad everybody come here, and those are just part of my thoughts. Inyuk tema nalunirumi unnin, nalunilyuni nakaktaruni uvungapirukrorok, nalaktolhinasungakata. I don't know that, I don't know this, it nakaktarluit unnin tema sin ukaksiyuming ilingich, nalukluting uvoko pinyaksud it nalasiluit unnin. Thank you.
Thank you, Samson.
Kau kau kata perci, wah. Kalau si senyak mesi, kau lihat je per mesi juga, tapi mereka tu milih si bisi asih.
My name is Norma Ballett, and I was born and raised here. And what I have to say, I'd like to say it standing up. I believe that our lands, your lands, is based on our culture and heritage. And if you sell that, you not only sell your land, but you will sell your culture, our culture, and our heritage. And after that, what do we have? We got nothing. Us who land Nailuk or anything like that, we have nothing. And I think that it's important that there is a law made stating that non-natives will be able to, should, non-natives can buy land from us in your backs, because you guys, you itut kanaks, should issue about us who are land nature, instead of ishumalektuk about money, because money will just come and go. There's no way that you can hang on to money. And right now, what we got to look forward for is hanging on to our culture and our heritage, because it's important for your kids and for people who personally feel the same way I do, that money cannot buy culture and heritage. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Norman Ballard, what? Kalak TikTok, King of Web, Tigun Makununa, the Mesumatic Shop, Lugo, Ismagizak Samigami, Okalak TikTok. Ilif Sigok, Nunakaktosi, Wesumatigirak Sari Simako, Nunel Yoktot, the Ma, Tunak Sinirupko, Naraka, Tunisulirigo, Nunoten, Ismanerovich, Mako, Nunel Yoktot, the Ma, Ismatigi Luitok, the Napirak Sarat Maiden. Tangkiguk tu ni gupku tamna nunautin, emang manik tamna aku ni pigingit milagulu, na nunak serutin, milagutin, pigisirutin, tapdumuna, kigubak put mana, papak tetna itok, kangi tu tolak wabtinun isumatigilu, pirak sakigit put, tetna lu, kujap miga, kau digilakang teman.
My name is Luke Sampson. I'm a Nana stockholder and also the mayor of Sawick. I have two questions that I would like to have Mr. Berger recognize or brought before the commission on behalf of Vietnam veterans. Those of us that were in the Vietnam War, when the land claims was being settled, I know at that time, myself, I was on the war zone, and I received a packet that I did not understand what it was. But my mother had written a little note saying that that my signature had to be written in areas where it was marked X, and the packet had to be returned back to her so that she can send it back to whomever was receiving it. I was at the gun line at the moment, and at that time I did not have no time to read or understand what the packet was. So the only thing that I did was just sign my signature on the space that was written and sent it back. I know I'm not the only one that have this problem. I know there's a couple here in Sawick, two other people here in Sawick that were in Vietnam and that did not receive any land. And also I've got two other brothers that were also in Vietnam and that did not receive any land. And I know of others all across the state of Alaska, that have had the same problem I have. So I'm asking Mr. Berger and the commission to look into this matter. Because of the time we were serving our country, to be the excuse. We were serving the government was using us and had taken us away from our villages to be in a war, and that is the excuse that we did not receive 160 acres. We were not explained. Nobody came to Vietnam to tell us that there was the land claims going on. So I feel that as a shareholder of NANA and as a native, that I have been not given the full rights of receiving what I have coming. Because I know all the people that have gathered here, the ones that have gotten land, they can pass these on to their children. Me, I have nothing to pass on to my children. I have no land. I have, in other words, nothing to pass on. I've got material things that I can pass on to my children, but we know that material things don't last. So I'm asking Mr. Berger and the commission to recognize this. And if there's anything that he can answer at this moment, he can do so. I've got one more question after he answers his question.
Well, we've had other Vietnam veterans raise this point about allotments too, and it's one that we'll be looking into. There are quite a few other veterans around the state have made the same point as you have, Mr. Sampson.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Berger. My other question is, of those that that way, I know when this land claims things came about, a lot of people did not understand. A lot of people were out camping or working elsewhere when that people came in to speak on behalf of it. I know what my mother told me at Norvik was that Willie Goodwin came around to have people sign up. But she said at the time my older brothers and the others were out working elsewhere, so they did not have the chance to get any land. So I think these are some things that can be looked into, and hopefully these problems can be addressed. And for those of you that have not spoken up, come on up and speak, because this is the only time that you have. I know Sawick is very fortunate to have the commission to come here to Sawick, and I know the next meeting is up at Chungnak. So for those of you that have not spoken from this community, I ask that you come up. I have nothing else to say, but I want to thank Mr. Berger for coming here, and that in hopes that the problems that the people have spoken, that he will be helping us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Five years, inyu iti lang iti mga gising magit ka. Tuti may lasok na kami nagsibonin nung nagsaktok tot. Tam na ta, tumrituk taan no kon. Arilisak put. Uba si temani nung lipcak mati kong tak mani. Uba nga. Taan na paprinyeligil yung nga. Aglak to, milakatanon. Kitunakat ka. Pichot. Tigaw ko lo, kogik niya ka. Merilyo. Pichot. Nung nisisukluyin na kaya, ilakata, sumisuk na kimyem. Simira murgok. Upagok, simikaksiru toro lakto tunay, simira murgok. Nung nipcha magit ka, inak mga tara, taan na tut piligit yung. Uwasin, apeksok tuklunga, imakinya simigo aksiba, nung nipcha aksiba. Taan na pekumkling nga, oran gokin ma, inak mat nga. Nanimit pin na nga. Apa ni, lo na mane nga ni, tukurak, ikiralo tu kisigun na pek, ini balak. Tadanim siya Fair Foster, pirak pa oran, mund aglotip kang na kama, tadanim surak orak pa, pinya, rasku, witness orak, manajal lo ka, jalur orangnya tinggal sudah jauh cengge, imago kikilak tu kan nakat ke? At lebih kasih juga, pikiran kan ima tam nakla terus fe, terus ni pirak tok tu sa galok tok terus nak agilak kidnap ku, koglu, elulu, Clarence lu, Mary lu, nung nisip lu terus ni pijat, papa ni lu nili. North Pole meet Mary Ashing, High School Honey, Elwood, Clarence Leslie, Dama, Denver, Dama, Nidlun. Washi Dama, Mepak, Aglanga, Orangum, Nani Dema, Dama, Magnusuk. Dema, Shi, Ubanga, Tuyukhlunga, Tuyukhlugu. Mere mo nga kuplu iman dung nipchalaw kak minin nakhlu uka kam nuk tema tujuk tu rakte shooting wililyo wulig kudwan imnya pijalok tut me pakimnya pakin rilyo nun nan rilyak tut tamak nesok nanite Wasi tamna nu inyu nerbi buta metamat ka inyu yallat tap kunu ma kitum nam nu nak sak tolo kat kalat dung ni biut angin yalla hutik fa biers imnya inigi me sak ting nung ni nyen ngi biwi now dat atung ngi Tema pak menun maglan ang utik tapok tigaw ka irnya ka ili si manlam ni nung naichik naktuk nung ninyiran ka chumki tam na nung nigalaw limarok meri nung nipchakalaw limaga dapat nalukkagi ya nung niyuminye mga nik later on na inyigwek minyaksuti matakuptuk tanan nutat Nung nailat, tam na peksutigil lang ang klo. Talong wagla.
That was Sarah Good that spoke. And her references were to allotments. Her children were all out at the time the allotment applications were being held here in Selwick. She had one child over at North Pole, one down in Denver, and one going to high school. They were all out of town. She make every effort to... make a claim for her children, but somewhere in the process, the maps that she used to make claims to allotments were lost. And so to her knowledge, all the children that she made an effort to make a claim of allotments for have not made any claims. And the areas that she made an effort to make a claim on, someone else has already claimed, which to her statements stated that a person cannot make a claim to an area where they have not used for a period of 5 years. She stated that this was not used as a measurement. She said she's sure that some that have never been in an area for a period of 5 years have made some claims, I'm sure. And to her knowledge, none of her children have did receive allotments because of the complication and the loss of the maps that she made an attempt to claim for.
My name's Serena Ballett. I just want to stress what Luke said about veterans and about having no lands because you were outside of Alaska or out at school. There's many that were out at high school because there was no high schools here or anywhere in these little villages just until the 1970s. And for those of us that don't have any land, for those of us that didn't care that time or weren't old enough to know what land was, or our parents that, you know, just didn't know what was going on when they first started coming around, because most of our parents right now, even right now, they just don't understand what's going on, and they just say, yeah, yeah, to anything. And that's, you know, that's not fair. For us younger ones, it's fair because we mostly understand what's going on. And I think for those of us that got no land, have now children, have a family, and want land, we should be given another chance, even just a short time, just to reapply. Given a month, I bet most of us that really want lands, we would do it. If they give people second chance, like with this Alaska Permanent Fund dividend, they gave them, they extend time for those that, you know, didn't really care to have the money. They extend time. Why can't they extend time for us that Nuneluk, you know, if we want land that bad to pass on to our kids, given just 1 month, I bet you we can apply for land. And it just, you know, to me, it's my personal feelings, but it's something that the commission should bring up, that just given short time, given just amount of time, or just, you know, just even couple weeks even, I bet you we can get land. Me right now, I wouldn't know where to pick a land, but I've got parents that know land, and given another chance, I would go and get my land, because land is something that I just realized just recently too, that land is something that can't nungu, you know, you can't just, it's just something that's there if we take care of it. And like what Luke said, material things we can give our children, like I can give my house to my kids, but that's something that's going to just utukali and just something that will tamak. And land is something that us Native people, you know, that's our richness. It's something that we should really think about. And I just want to express that we should be given another chance for us younger ones that's just now grown up or something, you know, just realize what was going on. Thanks.
Thank you.
Rinam tamanang ya utu tiki kang kang eksi walu kiksi wa temani pi yuting na ka kang eksi me yuting matimuna no nakun na ka suro tu tagun su ku to tagun kang eksi le penge yuting tavani aplang ing ngural khat tamna pe kotigi lugo sule amenye tema it luting kabamakun matimuna angu yak to likun mani no nami tep kunani ublune aplang nal khane pit kutat umunan lugum ukwa lakanga pekutigip lugu tamna kang iksiligo pit kutagun uwa ukwa tigira laksimagat.
I'd like to welcome the people that came from the Inuit Circumpole Conference. Agnes, my name is Agnes Smith Minerva, and I'd like to give them this gift on behalf of Selwick. It's not the best basket, but it's to give back to our friends in Canada. This is concerning 1991 lands transfer. I'd like to see NANA set up a permanent fund to be used to pay taxes on all NANA lands come 1991. To guarantee that we won't lose our land just in case we can't pay our taxes, I think NANA should estimate how much taxes are going to be levied so they can have enough money to cover it. There should be enough money so that the interest of the money could pay for the taxes. We need this because we don't know what the administration on the government will be like then in 1991. I would like to see NANA estimate how much taxes will be charged on all NANA lands so they can be prepared when the time comes to pay these taxes. For example, if the taxes are $5,000 on an allotment per year, I'd like NANA to have enough interest money to pay those taxes. I support the idea of NANA having first option to buy any allotments that go up for sale. As for me, I grew up on a subsistence lifestyle, and I want this lifestyle to be protected for my children and their future generations to come. This is on future generations. I'd like to see NANA set aside lands which are not already allotted for the ones who don't have during or since 1971. This is just in case the federal government failed to come through on this issue. Thank you for this time.
Thank you very much. And thank you for the basket. And thank you all.
You got some comments? I think. Agnes, were those taxes in reference to allotments?
NANA lands and allotments, you said. I think
there is a direct difference between native allotments and NANA lands, regional lands.
You don't have to pay taxes on allotments, but the idea of a perm. Yeah, you said NANA lands. Yeah. I think I have the point.
Okay. Tam nami kang silyakup lugu Agnes kang singit pago allotment nasi mako taxes sung nangin yuch glis marot aglan nanam nunne te ma 1991 khange ni gun pikpan khan tok tilangat sulle khanu tu khanu tok sil khat kang sim nak sikpan tap tumuna akik show tu ta ti gun te ma taxes sung nak sil khat na isumatik nak dongor asi sulle akku ukagil lakanga nalif si imnya o salmam ukagil lakanga isumatik show lugu makununa utok khanati gun uko laktak akku mumingisaga ukagil tura mago 1991 khange ni gun pikpan sulle mananuna akik sarik kanga tema isumato gani gun na kha khanuto sitlang kang sinyak senikpan nunotelik share rakhatok cooperation name utok khanak tamna kisi kuto lagi sikpan mat kununa ikayu go rang sikun ubaki ikayu ditok tot kanu dun nak tak tilang ji nak khonak nakhtok tamanna ikayu go rak ling nyuk tok tok wa federal government ki kapta tamna khang ek simagi sip mibong nuno te khang ni lugu suk tamat kuninga ilang ngak tu igi ikayu go rak sor te nyik itna isumatik shop lugu salmam akko kailya khanga tamna khang ek siligu tu sat kop lugu tok
I know time is going real fast and you don't have much time, but I have a passage from a book titled Touch the Earth. It's a self-portrait of Indian existence compiled by T.C. McLuhan. There's two passages in here that I'd like to read that I feel that says a lot from how I think but can't really fully express from myself. These were written in the 1800s This one passage was written by Chief Luther Standing Bear. The Lakota was a true naturist, a lover of nature. He loved the earth and all things of the earth. The attachments growing with age, the old people came literally to love the soil, and they sat or reclined on the ground with a feeling of being close to a mothering power. It was good for the skin to touch the earth, and the old people liked to remove their moccasins and walk with bare feet on the sacred earth. Their teepees were built upon the earth, and their altars were made of earth. The birds that flew in the air came to rest upon the earth, and it was the final abiding place of all things that lived and grew. The soil was soothing, strengthening, cleansing, and healing. That is why the old Indian still sits upon the earth instead of propping himself up and away from its life-giving forces. For him to sit or lie upon the ground is to be able to think more deeply and to feel more keenly. He can see more clearly into the mysteries of life and come closer in kinship to other lives about him. Kinship with all creatures of the earth, sky, and water was a real and active principle. For the animal and bird world, there existed a brotherly feeling that kept the Lakota safe among them, and so close did some of the Lakotas come to their feathered and furred friends that in true brotherhood they spoke a common tongue. The old Lakota was wise. He knew that man's heart away from nature becomes hard. He knew that lack of respect for growing living things soon led to lack of respect for humans too. So he kept his youth close to its softening influence. And there's one more small passage by a northern Blackfoot. Our land is more valuable than your money. It will last forever. It will not even perish by the flames of fire. As long as the sun shines and the waters flow, this land will be here to give life to men and animals. We cannot sell the land, the lives of men and animals. Therefore, we cannot sell this land. It was put here for us by the Great Spirit. And we cannot sell it because it does not belong to us. You can count your money and burn it within the nod of a buffalo's head, but only the Great Spirit can count the grains of sand and blades of grass of these plains. As a present to you, we will give you anything we have that you can take with you, but the land never. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Those were very moving passages.
Kiminyum ni tapag lait pisi langit ikagin ng nyerit ka si wasa gin ng nyerit ka kantor tuwa minira ng nyerit ka land in village is not your ground it naglakang ng sod tada nung nagin tag niya tupakawiga nung nagin ng nyibigo Naglan it kigakto mo, si wala ka matahan na kakto matahan na haglang nagsiman ni Bidyo mo. Nung naging nakitsigag ko, wala na. Tam na ko, tigilak to eh. Tala.
Ilabi siya ko, nung nakak na ako din, piyo manyay palok mo ka nga din, anin na ako din, isamak, ukaktiyaw ko din, isip na ipalok mo ka nga din. Dan maglan waktu yahu di negak sepada dia mungkin saya ni kisemalu di naksi nyak palak tu kuwa. Mereka yahu kah perdua ni itmek kena ane naya kau mati palak mikar. Si aku tahu yang itu palak tu. Semak ngak tahu minyak kau.
Well, I want to say that this has been a good meeting. And to thank you all for coming and speaking. We've had about 20 people speak today from Selawik and Nurvik, and I've learned a lot. It's been very helpful to me, and I think I know how you feel about the land and subsistence, children, the future. And as I go around the state, I find that each village I go to completes another part of the whole picture. So I have found this very, very useful. I think that with the quotations that Martha read in mind, this might be as good a time as any to wrap it up. So I want to thank you for coming. If we've overlooked anybody, I don't think so, but if we have, perhaps you are comforted by realizing that the main themes have been struck. I think that everybody is pretty much in agreement here about these questions. Somebody's handing me a piece of paper here. Oh, yes, and you, if you want to add anything, you can send your testimony to our office in Anchorage, and Mary has cards here with our address. And if you want to write us a letter, please do, because I read them all and I'm glad to get them. So that's, I think, all. Yes, yes. Well, no, you just send it by next March. That's the only deadline. So thank you again, and my thanks to Roland, our interpreter, who's done a, I'm sure he's done a first-class job. my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Also our Wisconsin.